Okay. We have all topics together, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
so,
is everyone ready? Okay,
yeah. I'm sorry.
So, April 10th, we're back again. This is Isaac speaking, and I'm with...
Barbara.
Danielle.
And Sarah.
Okay, so yeah, it has been a while. We kind of wandered off. Yeah. Some people were busier than other days, but... Anyways, any updates on this? So what are we doing with? This is April
10th,
2020. How's everybody going on?
Not good.
I feel like our reaction to every single podcast has always been like,
And I feel like it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
You guys have any update about what's happening right now?
Well, Danielle's the stats lady.
Do you guys want to know the stats in Canada or?
Like both.
Yeah.
Canada, overall, 22,000 confirmed cases so far.
Oh, my God.
564 deaths.
Oh, no.
What?
And almost 6,000 recovered. So that's a positive. Oh, globally, we have over a million cases.
Jeez.
We have over 100,000 deaths. Oh. And we have about 375 recovered.
And are the majority of these deaths from Italy?
Or
has it changed to U.S. now? Because the U.S. has the most...
Majority, not deaths. I would say majority of the cases are the U.S. Mm. But the deaths, yes, Italy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Bro.
So the mortality rate for this globally is now 6.6%.
Jeez, that's huge.
Yeah, 100 deaths, that's
That's a lot. Just crazy.
100,000, yeah. 100,000, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, at this rate, I guess we're going to be in here for a while. Yeah. Like, yes. I cannot even imagine if anything's going to be normal after this.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like businesses have to get back on track. People have to get back on track. Schools have to, like, resume and get back on track.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses are going to close because they've lost so much money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've already closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Then he was, like, just being real. They've closed, bro.
We close a large portion of the businesses here. The ones that are open are deemed essential. That's why they're still open.
No, but you're just hoping like that they took a break or something and they'll come back.
Yeah. I just feel like I was saying earlier, there's going to be a second wave, maybe a third wave.
Oh my God, so, stop saying that.
No, wait, I'm not even
what
being,
makes you think that, though? Like,
I'm
what?
Not even being negative. That's just the truth of the matter. Most pandemics will have a second wave. Especially a pandemic that has, like, affected almost every country in the world, right? It was the same with the Spanish flu. Oh, what's scary with the Spanish flu is the second wave was the worst.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first
wave. So what, like, causes the second wave? How does it occur?
It's something
probably a stronger strain, right?
Sometimes it's a new strain, sometimes it's the same. But it kind of makes sense that something like that, that's that contagious, could come back, right? It takes one person, that's the thing. These things start with one person. And then from that, you go, okay, there's a second wave now.
Wait, do you remember, like, how long the gap was, like, from the first wave to the second?
With the Spanish flu, I think basically less than a year. Jeez. So a couple months after the first wave. That's why I'm
nervous laughter.
It's funny because she was like, I'm going to have Asian food right after. Yeah. Right. It's going to catch up.
That's why I think Justin Trudeau like is preparing us for like, okay, guys.
Yeah, he said, like, the update on today, he's like, normal life is literally back in
a year. So
2021. Okay, so 2020 was basically just a waste.
2020 was a waste. But listen, you can't think about it in that perspective. We can gain things by staying inside.
I know, but like it was just like...
So many things, what do you mean?
And like be with people.
I will say, like having your own time does make things better because you can actually...
You have so much time. There's like literally no more excuses for anything. So I guess it is positive, but like... If you relate it to the way we used to live our normal life, I guess it can be quote-unquote a waste.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it can also be a gain. Yeah. But it's just negative now because people are dying.
Exactly.
It's like, you know, the Kim Kardashian bit, like, Kim, people are dying. Like, literally. That's literally, like, what's going on. You're like, oh, my God, I'm working on my self-growth. And then in the back of your head, you're like, Barbara, people are dying. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest issue that is killing people. It's like, that's really sad.
That's the sad part, yeah.
Well, Have you guys started doing anything new, like, since it started?
Because you're honestly, to be honest,
I haven't been productive in any way.
Well, no, you got a year.
you got a whole year. I don't know. The procrastinator in me is coming out because, like, I'm generally a procrastinator. Yeah. I've only been off work for, like, a week now. Mm-hmm. So, in my head, I'm just, like, convincing myself, girl, just take your vacation. Like, just tell yourself, like, you're in a week vacation. Yeah. And after that, you're going to get your shit together. Because I know there's no excuse now. I have to get all the things that I wanted
you
to get
done. Pushing,
done.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, this is a positive for all of us. Yeah. So we actually can be productive. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. I'll update you guys on that.
But honestly, I also feel like, you know how when, like, life was normal, you always felt rushed? Mm-hmm. And you always felt guilty for resting?
Yeah.
I think this is a good time to rest. Yeah. I don't think anyone should feel forced
to
actually do
this.
Yeah. You have time to actually have a good night's sleep.
I know.
To wake up the next day and do nothing.
And do nothing.
You
know
what I mean?
It's crazy.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It's funny you say that because I've been having a bad night's sleep. And I've been waking up at 3 p.m. Yeah. Sleep schedule has been F-U-C-K'd.
I know, it's bad.
Horrible. Yeah, but I think that's something that's very important. I think people, because we live in such a fast-paced world,
yeah,
people feel guilty when they rest. But you shouldn't, you know? Mm-hmm. I think some days you should wake up and do nothing. Mm-hmm. And that's normal,
and
you know?
You're supposed to rest, too.
You're supposed to rest, you
it's
know?
A good thing.
Exactly.
But question. Like a mini vacation.
What happens when that happens every day?
Oh, that's a problem.
Then it's a problem. Is it self-care anymore? That's not self-care.
Yeah.
Then it's a problem. But
not the thing. Once you get comfortable with that way of
exactly.
living.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're going to stay like that, girl.
Exactly. And you don't want that. And you don't want that. But I think we should practice rest more. Like, some countries, especially, like, in Europe, still have, like, siesta or, like, siesta or whatever I think it's called, where you rest between, like, 12 p.m. and, like, I don't know, something.
Wait, you're serious?
Exactly. And
yeah,
I think that's so important.
Wait,
that's,
where?
Like, lazy.
Are you serious? When I went to, like, Spain and Portugal, by 12, everything was shut down.
Yeah,
and literally the
even
streets
open their
were like,
the...
I don't know, it was like The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And my friend and I just had to wait
weekends,
there.
Weekends,
like,
their stores
yeah.
are closed.
So I think
stores are closed.
It's very important to, like, practice that. Yeah, so I think that's good. But anyways, so have you guys, is there anything that you guys will not take for granted after this?
Definitely freedom.
Yeah, me too, freedom. Yeah.
Honestly, being black and stuff, I don't know what it is, but, like, you
love
know,
that.
For some reason, I'm not a fan of nature, happen, you know, when we go out, and it's like, my friends want to go hiking, I'm like, bitch, like, do something else, like, there are so many other things we could have done, but now it's like, weirdly enough, I want to go out, I want to go for a hike, like, I want to just do anything,
exactly.
just put me outside,
exactly.
right, just catch me outside,
like, so next year, we're catching you outside, girl.
Basically, like, that's the biggest thing I miss. It's just, I didn't really appreciate it before.
Exactly.
Because I'm a homebody.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert. Like, to be honest, this is not a big struggle for me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk to nobody. I don't want to talk to nobody. Like, I want to be home on my own.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, now it's like, oh, wow. I miss just going outside. I think I said upstairs the first thing I want to do when this is all over, even if it's 2021, is go just spend the day in Toronto. Just go to the park. Go by the water. Go by the ferry. And just enjoy. Maybe eat some Chinese food.
Literally, I'm down. I'm literally down.
Right? Eat whatever. Just enjoy the day. Enjoy the people. Hug people.
Hug strangers.
Wow. Right?
Hug people.
No, but
like,
I know what you mean on that. Even I was thinking, like, it's not even more on just socializing. It's more just like, not even paying attention to, like, technology and things like that. Like, I feel like when things go back to normal, see how people are, like, in the social media world and everything. I just want to see, it's better to just be out of it.
Yeah, for, like, a month.
For a month, literally.
Now
just,
it's what we have all
the time.
Right? Just go out and actually talk to people and not be on your phone and just, like,
and it's a good conversation started too, because everyone is going to know what you're talking
quarantine.
About.
Oh my God.
How was quarantine?
I was jail.
Yeah.
I was jail
took
for like
in jail.
A year.
Well, it's not, but yeah.
Might as well be in jail.
Right? Yeah, a lot of prisoners, it's funny, I was seeing, like, in Toronto downtown, like, a lot of prisoners are being set free. You know, apparently
yeah, crazy.
And I'm thinking, like,
wait,
I don't
what
know.
Is the law behind that?
Well,
or
basically, because people in
jail
are getting sick
as
well.
People in jail got coronavirus.
Yeah, they're getting
contaminated. So they're getting free to
get freedom.
Yeah.
Now some are being caught, like, on the station, the bus, and I'm thinking, like, how you just release prisoners like that? You know, it's kind of...
I feel like what they're doing is those that have, like, smaller sentences. Exactly. Obviously, if you have, like, a life sentence or, release 50 years, right? But I think what they're doing is if your sentence is about to end in, like, a year.
Exactly. You're free to go.
Then you're just free to go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's still, like, formality going on, you know what I mean? I don't think they're just releasing prisoners. What about you? Is there anything?
For me, honestly, like... Being real, I'm really enjoying this quarantine.
Just be honest,
no,
girl.
I'm being honest. I really like this quarantine period because I have never ignored people as much as I have now. And honestly, like, this is the thing. What I like about now is when you ignore people, they know that you're ignoring them because you have time.
Yeah.
But you're ignoring them and they know. Mm-hmm. So they know their boundaries. So it's like, I don't have to actively even tell you. Yeah. You just get it. And I like that, you know? But I think it's just funny because this period is like, it really shows you how humans behave. Mm-hmm. It's like when you tell a human to do something, like go out, socialize, you're like, I'm going to stay home. Mm-hmm. But you tell them to stay in like, and they want to leave. So it's like we kind of want to expose ourselves to the unknown. Mm-hmm. But the unknown is a virus in this case. So yeah, but I don't know. I think I'll just honestly eating out and just... taking nice walks and going to new places. Mm-hmm. I think I should have probably taken advantage of that when I had the ability to go out. Because I wanted to visit a few museums, but I never got to do that because I was always doing something that wasn't that important. So, yeah, I think I've definitely tried that.
What about you guys? What do you do?
What did I take for granted? I think I took for granted a lot of things. Like, I'm like you, I'm a homebody. Mm-hmm. But... I enjoy, like, I'm one of those people, I like doing things on my own, you know, I like chilling with my friends, but I also like doing things on my own, I think I miss that, because it's nice to just breathe air and just walk on your own, think, but now it's just, like, you're constantly in your room, or, like, in the living room, it's, like, you know, it's not a journey anymore.
It's not.
Just going for a nice walk.
Exactly.
Even for me, like, at the beginning, it was very tough, because I'm, like, I'm one of those, like, I need to drive.
Exactly.
I can drive, get lost, and like just I enjoy it because peace of mind, peace of everything. So when you tell me stay inside, I'm actually like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I cannot.
Yeah.
That's why I could never commit a crime because, it's literally like, I could not go to jail. I think I would, like, it's funny because now I watch documentaries like, so and so want to commit a suicide and other that, and you're always like, bro, you know, you can always come out. You have this many years. You think about it, bro. I don't know if I'll last 2 years. Yeah, like, it's like
confined.
You're losing your sanity. You're losing,
and
your
that's like that's... even worse now because all your moves are controlled, right? Like, that's crazy.
What and you have people that are trying to attack you.
Exactly, I know it's the worst.
One, you're already losing your mind.
Exactly. And your mind is, like, your biggest enemy. Mm-hmm. Your mind will fuck you over when you're too much in your head. Mm-hmm. That's why I think we benefit a lot because. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's about six youngins in the house, right? Our sister, Patricia, has a kid who's 7 months old. She lives here with her husband. So we have our mom who lives here. So there's nine of us in total.
Yeah.
So honestly, this house is like chaos.
It's funny, I never think of it.
The gaggery doll.
So our house is basically chaotic.
It's chaotic. And our younger brother is basically three people. He has the energy. He has so much energy, he can move a plane.
And it's funny because the seven-month-old, she was quiet. Like, not even 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, 2 weeks ago, quiet as hell. This girl made no noise.
Yeah.
You know, she's a Cancer. We all think, like, oh my God, this girl, like, she has an old soul.
Yeah.
You know,
Cancer astrology. Yeah. Not a Cancer.
she's a Cancer.
Not another virus. No.
She's, like, so self-reflective. She just stares at people all day long. Yeah. And this girl has turned.
Yelling has become her best friend.
I don't know if it's, like, the Rona that's gone on her. Like, she's just, like,
you don't
she
understand.
Spends the whole night screaming.
I've been experiencing it in the morning. I wake up to her screaming. Like, literally, like, I kid you not, she wakes me up.
Alarm clock.
When she wakes up at 8 a.m. and she starts screaming, I'm always like, let me check my phone. What time is it?
Yeah.
Then I either debate, do I get up now or do I try to go for another nap, you know?
She's awake.
So she has that energy now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
But it's good. I think it's also a privilege because
there's also the opposite where you have like one person in the household.
I know.
Or you're by yourself, or you have like only another person.
Exactly.
There. And it's like, that's when I would
lose it. Then I think I would lose it.
Yeah. Because yeah, exactly. I'm an introvert, but I think if I was like in an apartment on my own, mm-hmm. or I live with just one other person.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because sometimes you can't stand that one.
That one person. Right?
Yeah. Right. And then what do you do?
What do you do?
You need like other.
You need exactly. other
character.
Exactly.
You just realize, well, I actually hate you.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to end this after?
Yeah, I'm going to move back with my mom.
So what is the lease over?
No, like, that's why I think that in China, when the whole thing happened, now I don't know what's going on. I think they're getting more cases now. I don't know what's going on. They're telling the world it's over, but it looks like, we called our cousin. Our cousin lives in China. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're locking people up. They're taking all the black people, all the Russians. Like, black people always struggle. No matter where you are, like, this girl did not do anything. She's been living in China her whole life. But now that there's COVID-19 and she's black, the girl, get out of your house. We're going to test you. So basically, she has no home.
Yeah.
They're taking all the black people out. Not just black, she's Congolese. They said that all the Nigerians are fine because the ambulance is taking, the embassy is taking care of them. Mm-hmm. We have a non-existent embassy. So, like, I don't know what's going to happen to her. Like, basically, they're struggling. And I don't know what's going on in China because they don't want to tell the world what's going on.
Yeah.
They told us, oh my God, guys, we have zero cases. And all of a sudden, people are saying, you know, through the grapevine, guys, we don't have zero cases. Mm-hmm. Like, we have more cases. I don't know if this is their version of a second wave.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just lying, like North Korea lied. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know.
But did they get caught? North Korea?
Yeah, what happened?
North Korea, mom told me, but then mom, mom made me scream.
Mom is a black parent.
Yeah, so you're like, don't take this. Literally, I don't even know if this actually happened. Mom is a black parent.
I literally don't know if any of you guys listening can relate to this, but if you have African parents, maybe three times a week, they come out with different remedies to their minds.
It's sickening.
What's the thing? As much as it's funny, I will say it works.
Oh my God, it works.
Well, it's because you haven't contracted the virus. Apparently, like, an African, like, community was like, oh, this medicine will cure it. All of them went to buy the medicine. Some of them died. You know, the information is...
I can't. You know what she was telling me the other day? She's like, we'll all survive. Why? Because we've all had malaria. Our new conspiracy.
I can't.
Oh, because the same medicine they're using to cure COVID is the same medicine they used to cure malaria.
Where did they get this?
You think that's true though? No?
I don't know.
He's like, if you've had malaria, you'll be fine. But niggas are dying now.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right?
First of all, malaria and COVID are literally two different diseases.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Like, that's crazy. So she told me this effed up story about, basically there was a family, one person in the family in the household got COVID. And eventually, once the government found out, they basically restricted him from going outside. They actually barricaded the doors of the house and stuff. He couldn't leave. So because he couldn't leave, the whole family couldn't leave. He ended up infecting the whole family. The whole family got it, and they locked them up. Like, they couldn't physically go outside. And then eventually, what happened? They run out of food. They run out of water. They passed away.
Oh my God.
So they just locked them up until they passed away themselves. Oh. And then they announced that there were zero cases.
Oh my God.
How they locked them in though? Like,
they basically barricaded the whole house so that they couldn't come out. So they couldn't go shopping or whatever. They run out of food, I guess you...
They didn't think to drop them food here
and
there?
No, because they didn't. They wanted to basically forget about them. They were like outsiders in the society. Like, the moment you get COVID-19, that's it, you're done.
Basically,
and that was my thought. Like, when I was speaking to, I think it was Haitham, I said, I think what they will do is probably just kill people that get it. Right? Because what else could you do? Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to get rid of them at this point.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Again, people, these are not facts. They're being
these are conspiracy, by the way. Opinions. Like, yeah, these are conspiracy theories. We have no idea.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Conspiracy theories from our African
home. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know who's really struggling right now, guys? Like, people in relationships. Like, if you're in a relationship and you're living together, or you're not... Isn't that a struggle? People are fighting for candy, by the way. This is not even real. But yeah, can you imagine people in relationships?
Tragic. Living together or not?
Tragic.
No, I honestly think living with them would make you go insane.
Yeah, I feel so.
I'm, obviously, it's doable, but it comes to a point where, like, I'm seeing you 24/7. Like,
but that's marriage. That's marriage. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? The number, the divorce rate went up in China.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing every country will experience the divorce rate going up. But also, I'm thinking, aren't more people having babies, more people, because you have to spend time together. Like, what else could you do?
But it depends. If this time together works for you, you actually use it to realize how much you care about each other, how much you love each other.
Most people,
yeah, they could have babies.
Most people,
yeah,
I think it's opposite.
That's so weird. But you get married to someone, but
you don't know them.
You don't really
exactly.
know them. Or not really only know you know them, but spending 24/7 with them drives you crazy. That's
what that really shows you the type of person you are.
Exactly.
Because it's like, I feel like nowadays, a lot of the people in our generation don't even believe in marriage, first of all. But that's like another thing. But a lot of the people that are married in our generation, I feel like sometimes they just get married just because there's not really like an actual. Because even Danielle and I were talking about this separately. Like, I don't think people understand the amount of work that goes into relationships. Because when people that have spent 25 years together, they have put in that work.
Yeah.
It got to a point where I can literally choke you in bed when you're sleeping, but I love you enough that I won't.
I didn't do it.
And then there's some people that, okay, you know what? You sneeze on my pillow, we're over, I'm filing for divorce. It's like, it's crazy. And now the divorce is so accessible to people, I feel like every little thing that takes place or occurs in a relationship, they're very quick to divorce.
Exactly.
And you question them. You're like, is it because of the relationship? Is it because of you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what exactly?
What's going on? But then,
you know,
see, there's that side, and there's also the flip side. Like, for those that are not together, it challenges you, as in, like, can you still communicate enough to be interested in one another? You know what I mean?
Because
most people, like, communication, like, they don't communicate as much. And this is really like, I can't
it's
see you, I can't do it, so what's going on? Because I've been seeing, like, I'm not, obviously I'm not going to say names, but like,
girl,
not
exposing
I'm not exposing nobody, but like, I've been seeing, like, for example, like, the girl would be out there, like, she's posting, like, her own stuff, and the guy's out there posting, like, his own stuff, too. And I don't know, for me, I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, but I feel like they're both trying to, like, outshine one another. I said, like, I'm having more fun than you. Like, I don't need you as much. And it's a
That kind of like just aggravates
you know?
Me.
Yeah.
If you're trying to prove that you can't live without someone, you clearly have something for
someone.
Yeah,
that
you care about the person more than.
Yeah.
But it's like, why is
are
it,
you with them?
Why are you even trying to show?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to prove
exactly.
it to?
Exactly. No, relationships are really really confusing, especially nowadays. Like, I was watching Joe Rogan. I love Joe Rogan. But he was talking about how, like, think about it. You wake up in the morning, you go early to work, you're at work for, like,
8 hours.
8 hours. You spend it with new people, with people you end up connecting with because you're all working on basically a project together. And then you come back home, you're tired, you just want to sleep and not talk to anyone. How is your relationship supposed to still be functioning?
That's what I'm saying.
And he was talking about how that's why a lot of people start having affairs with people they work with. Because you actually start to know them
better than you know the person.
Exactly. Because you have no choice at work to be energized at your A game. You know, you're doing something, a task, and you have to complete it. At home, you're just like, I just want a beer and chill. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, oh my God, I've never thought about that. So relationships are really weird, you know? That's why I'm all down for, like, you know, do whatever works for you.
Yeah.
If you're okay with being with one person, good. If you need 10 people, good. If you need 3, good. Just let the other person know
and
what
own
you're
it.
About.
Like,
yeah,
if you
and
you
want to
be with 10 people, don't tell someone you're going to be my wife.
Exactly.
She's going to be waiting for the ring.
Okay.
Just say it.
Yeah,
what's the shame?
I will
at least you're
say
honest.
This. Obviously, it sounds easy, but, like, I don't think it's that easy. Because as society, we don't see that as being normal. Like, look at everyone that has, I don't know, they may have anxiety or they may have just drug addiction, whatever. They never say or they never bring it out because society looks at it as in, like, that's weird. So in him, he might be like, I want to be with 10 women or 3 or this isn't normal to me. But he knows he has to dedicate it to one when that's not how he really feels. You
but
know
this
what
is
mean?
The thing.
But as a man,
like,
can you, like, personally you, or I don't know, I guess you can't speak for your entire, you know, the entire sex of men, but for a straight man, if you were given a choice, or if you lived in a world where monogamous relationships were not the norm, like, it was very normal to have a monogamous relationship, or you know, the other way around, where you have three or four or five. Mm-hmm. Would you pick the one where you have three or four or five?
Honestly, to be honest, I've actually thought about this. I would pick two.
Two?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be with one?
No. It'd be two. And it's not even like, oh, because I'm interested in one or another. It's just, for me, it just makes it fun. Because I know one brings something else, the other one brings something else.
So they have to be polar opposite then?
They don't have to be opposite. Just, I click with both of them really well, you know?
Okay.
And it's one of those, like, it's funny, there's an NBA player, he had Lou Williams, he played for the Toronto Raptors, right? He had two wives at one point, and they were also friends with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at that and say, like, it's a vibe.
He won.
But this is, I feel like it's what you were saying in the beginning is, like, some people, this is why I was saying own it. Because some people, obviously according to society, monogamous relationships is what's looked at as right. But those people that are able to be aware that, okay, I can't really be in a monogamous relationship, I don't think it's for me, and they own it and they say it from the beginning on because they know that that is their truth. As much as people judge them, they can't really judge them because everyone they've talked to is aware.
Oh yeah, no, that
you know
makes
what
sense.
I mean.
I'm just saying,
but the thing is, why would you know that I can't be in a monogamous relationship? Because when I look at a woman, for some reason, I just want to jump on her. That I'm going to tell one woman that I'm going to get her a ring and promise her that for 10 years and never get. Just own your shit.
Yeah, like, and I think the world is changing.
Exactly. I don't really. As much as it will hurt a woman, maybe. Yeah. I feel like it's something that she's more willing to accept if you're honest with her from the start.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because she's not going to give you expectations,
exactly.
Right?
And I just feel like people, I don't know, maybe the people I'm around, I don't really feel like people look down on you when you say you can't be in a monogamous relationship.
I think, that's a generation of people.
No,
that
people
do.
Have just, there is a generation of people
I
that
think maybe
do.
Maybe that's our generation.
It
and
is,
maybe
but
it's
I
subconscious
like,
thing,
exactly.
But
I just feel like you're in your 20s. I'm guessing most people you hang out with are you're around the same age as you are. Mm-hmm. I just feel like in our generation, like, no, you're actually, look, people question you sometimes if you actually start talking about monogamy. Because they're like, oh, you want to stand out, hey? Because everybody's sleeping with four people. Like, is it just me?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I feel like when I think of everyone my age that I speak to, they're very open about the fact, girl and boy, that they're sleeping around.
But because they're hooking up. I think we're talking about a situation
like
his.
Dedicating, like being married to
both. You're dedicated to two people at one time.
At one time.
Oh, you could be in love with two people at one time.
Because, I'm this is general, like, for example, like, for me, I feel like love is very, you can fall in love so many times.
Yeah.
And this is how I look at it, because you can be in love here. You think you're in love. Boom. Something happens. Let's say your man cheats on you. You find out you're done. You go in another relationship. You're like, whoa, I'm way more in love here. Boom. Something happens. You guys are done. You go to another one. You're like, no, the rest of God.
That wasn't
shit.
Love.
That wasn't love. This is it. That's why I look at it. I'm not defending them, and I get what you're saying. You have to be honest from the beginning. But what I'm saying is that, like, if I could choose, because I know you can fall in love in different ways, I'll be with two. And it does suck that society looks at it like, no, it should be with one. But I think you can fall in love so many times that, you know, those kings back in Nigeria who had like 100 wives. Like, the man just did what he did.
I definitely agree with you, like, about love. I think Sarah and I had a conversation about this once. Like, I don't think there's really the one. In the one that we've also had this conversation, there's not really one person in the world that's meant for you. I think there's so many people that you connect with, and it's just how you guys are willing to make it work. And I guess, like, if we look in the past with those Nigerian kings, like, they were doing them, but in the past, the only thing that I personally have a problem with is because it was always one-sided.
Yes.
When they talked about women couldn't have many partners. Because
that's
it's just
what
like,
I would actually
she's supposed to
you.
Stay home and whatever, right? But then the man had the freedom of being with multiple partners. So if we are able to say that a man can be open from the beginning and say, I want to have two partners, that's fine. That's your own opinion. As long as all of you guys are okay with it and it's not causing you trouble, if a woman can say the same thing, then there's no issue.
Yeah, there is.
No one should even be complaining.
The guy who, the two girls were best friends. Mm-hmm. So they knew it. They knew. They were okay with the situation that even though they were only committed with to him, he was committed to both of them. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about a version where they let him know, okay, I want to be committed to another guy too. Mm-hmm. So now it's two.
He says no.
You know what I mean?
And it sucks because I will say this, like, what I would do in that situation, I would just say, it's fine, go be with him, mm-hmm. and I'll just stay with your friend. That's what
I would say.
But
what if they want to be with you too?
But, and that's what I'm saying. It is weird.
Yeah, it's like a gender bias. You know? Yeah. So why
do you have a problem with it?
I actually don't have a problem. I would just say, if you want to be with that guy, that's
but
good.
She wants to be with that guy and you.
I'd be like, I can't
the
do
mark
it.
The market.
So what is your reason?
What's the reasoning? Because that's what I don't understand when guys say that. If you think it's okay for you to do it, even with three or four women.
I mean, I guess when you think about it, is she gonna have a kid with him?
No,
I mean, don't think too deep into it.
Okay, as long as the kids aren't involved.
Don't think about kid or marriage.
We just want honesty. It's fine for you to tell someone like, okay, if you want to be with someone else, be with him. But what is your reasoning for it? That's just like, why would you feel uncomfortable for her to have two partners, but expect her not to feel uncomfortable when you have two partners?
And the guy is physically bigger than you.
What? Okay, see, you know what I mean?
No, because
you know what? And she hit the point. Like, as a man, like, let's be honest, okay? As a man, like, that's always, like, in your head.
I'm joking,
you know? So you're always like, nah. I don't know. I just couldn't do it.
So it's like a competition.
It is. In a very low-key way. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, sure.
But why are women okay? Like, if these two women are clearly okay.
Do you guys consider that another girl could be their competition when you do it?
With a girl, she don't mind.
What do you mean?
So her other partner can be a girl.
I feel no ways. I do not care.
Yeah, but she's most likely straight. That means that her
but
other partner
will be a guy. But this is the
thing.
When you say that, obviously you're not going to mind. Because if anything were to happen that the girl was going to bring her other girlfriend on, it would be a plus for you. Because men fetishize that girl-on-girl play. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's not even lie out here. But if it's another man, that's what I'm not understanding. Because I feel like men have ego. Sometimes it can be good in certain, just in very, very small, the small percentage of, you know, areas like business sometimes. But then the other 95% that is negative, it really brings out an insecure side. Because ego, I feel like there's ego and there's being self-aware and confident. Ego and confidence are not the same thing. If you're confident in the type of man you are, why would you be bothered if another woman have someone else?
Yeah,
when you're doing the same
like
thing.
Dwayne Johnson.
But if you have ego, then you use the fact that, oh, the other man could be a competition. Mm-hmm. So are you more afraid of her leaving? Or are you more afraid of the other man?
No,
like,
honestly,
what's the actual
me,
issue?
It's not really, I don't know. For me, it's just when you're interested in another man, I'm just not as interested in you anymore. It's weird. I think for me, honestly, it's psychological. It's more than just the other guy. Because it's like, for example, like I could never go for a girl I know sleeping with another man and then try to like keep pursuing her. I don't know. I some men do it. I just couldn't. You have to be single and I know your mind's not anywhere and then I come to you.
Yeah.
You know? If your mind's somewhere else, I'd rather just do your thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It's just me. Like, that's why I feel I couldn't do it. Because as soon as her mind is like, I have another guy too that I want to sleep with. Nah, sure. Just go with him. Then I'm going to be with the one I'm already with. And then probably find another single one.
So do you see how like your biggest insecurity is also a fantasy for you?
How?
Because you're allowing her. You're not allowing her to go see someone else. But it's a fantasy for you to see two people.
No, but she can have someone else, just not me.
Why can she have two people?
No, she can have someone else, just not me.
Just like you said, you believe in love. You believe that you can be in love with two, three people at the same time. She can be in love with you, like truly in love with you, but also in love with someone else. So why are you stopping her from...
Are kids being involved when the kid...
No, we're not involving kids.
Why are we involving kids? I don't understand.
Okay, if we're not involving kids, then alright, if she wants to do it. But I just feel like my interests are for a woman.
Jesus Christ. I'm so confused. Anyways, that's your opinion, because, you know, we're all about honesty. So, that's good. I think we should maybe end there. I think we even got off the radar.
That was quite like a debate.
Which was good, which was good. So,
yeah.
This generally happens.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you. you guys for listening to our podcast. Make sure to add this to your listenings or subscribe and like. And we'll see you guys next time. And we are the Anxiety. Yeah.